You are listening to Nothing Special, the mostly true, sometimes funny tales of two sisters, read by the author, Diane Bilyak.
This is Diane Bilyak. This book is dedicated to my fellow siblings who have their own stories, both lovely and difficult. May you find ways to be seen and heard. To all the people with Down syndrome I've had the pleasure of interacting with, who taught me that it's who we are and how we treat others that truly matters. And to my inimitable sister, Chris Bilyak, thanks for making my life interesting and fun, for always singing with me in the car, for liking me a lot, and teaching me that dancing can solve most problems. If the memory of pain haunts you, and you live your life afraid to be in pain, then you are in a disabled state. Stephen Cusisto. Author's note. When I asked my sister, my only sibling, Christine, aka Chrissy, Chris, or Christopher, if I write a book with stories about us, what should I say about you? She answered, Number one, I am very sorry I took Charlene's chips last week. Number two, I will earn my gifts and cookies and ice cream. Number three, Christopher is right all of the time. My response to number three was, we'll just see about that. Chris has Down syndrome. She doesn't like to write much and reads on a first grade level. So if one of us is going to chronicle the stories of our lives, both together and apart, it has to be me. I've tried to dig into her psyche and include her perspective as much as possible, but she has no interest in the examined life and gets annoyed when I prod. She can't meaningfully consent to being depicted here, but then again, neither can my dead father, and he gets plenty of ink. While my relationship with my sister is at the heart of this book, and, for that matter, my life, this story is my own, shaped by my experiences and limitations. Fortunately, I've been able to align my memories and deepen my understandings with help from many people. My mother still starts most of her sentences with your sister and then goes into a 5-minute oration about something Chris did. Various aunts, cousins, and some dear family friends and former babysitters were willing to go back in time and offer their perspectives and what they remember. When I first began writing down some of the stories that became this book, it was around the time I'd read Barbara Kingsolver's The Poisonwood Bible, a novel predominantly about sisters. The following excerpt stayed with me. Desperate to save myself.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?